welcome to Watchmen on the Wall, a daily outreach of Southwest Radio Ministries and SWRC.com. God is still on the throne, and prayer changes things. This week, we discuss angels, the dragon's prophecy, and the latest headlines from the end times. Friends, have you ordered your calendar yet? Each year, we produce a calendar to raise funds for our Onesimus Prison Ministry. This special ministry provides Bibles, prayer, and encouragement to prisoners across the country. This year, our calendar theme is Beyond the Veil. Created by Marginal Mysteries host Micah Van Hus, the Beyond the Veil 2026 calendar includes stunning imagery, a guide for reading through the Bible in a year, the major Jewish holidays, and a special Get One, Give Two. That means each calendar ordered provides two free calendars for incarcerated individuals through our prison ministry. This calendar, with its one-of-a-kind images, is perfect for daily encouragement, Bible study inspiration, or as a meaningful gift. Order your Beyond the Veil calendar today. Call 800-652-1144. That's 800-652-1144. You can also order on our website, swrc.com. This year's calendar is truly one that you don't want to miss out on. 800-652-1144. The world we inhabit is not merely material. There's an unseen spiritual existence just beyond our perception. From Genesis to Revelation, the Bible pulls back the curtain on some aspects of the spiritual dimension. On today's episode, Micah Van Hus, Pastor Larry Spargimino, and Josh Davis discuss the unseen spiritual battles, Jesus' multifaceted victories on the cross, and a host of other biblical mysteries.
Friends, today we have a very special discussion. That's right, we're going to have a roundtable discussion about the brand new resource from Southwest Radio Ministries, director of our Marginal Mysteries Division, that's Micah Van Hus, and one of our listener favorites here and a key part of the ministry of SWRC. But we don't just have Micah Van Hus in studio with us today to discuss his brand new book, Angels Eternal. We also are privileged to have Dr. Larry Spargimino, Pastor Larry, the host of Watchmen on the Wall. And we're excited to bring you a roundtable discussion on the kinds of content that Micah explores in the brand new resource, his book, Angels Eternal, War of the Princes. Micah, welcome back to Watchmen on the Wall.
Josh, thanks for having me. It's going to be a good discussion today. Glad to be also joined with Dr. Spargimino. It was a fun book to write, so look forward to having a fun conversation, one that glorifies Jesus Christ.
And Pastor Larry, thank you so much for joining us. We are so blessed to spend some time with you today as well.
Well, thank you. In fact, I did the interview with Micah on Angels Eternal, War of the Princes, and I'm glad we're doing something like this because I think his book is just a volume of insight and understanding of a lot of things that I see in the scripture but don't know much about. So I think this discussion will be very good.
Right. And I think that's a great place to start, Pastor Larry and Micah both. You know, Micah, what drove you to discussing some of the marginal mysteries and to researching these things? And you can speak about that in general, but also this particular topic of angels, what caused you to want to research this and study this a little bit more?
So I do feel that God has called me to study the mysterious aspects of his creation. I feel like it's what God has me doing at this point in my life, and I very much enjoy doing so. I also believe that if God chose to include a topic in his word, that it's worthy of our study. There's all kinds of fascinating scriptures that at first glance don't necessarily make a lot of sense. There's two passages, in my opinion, that talk about giants in hell, and we get into that in this book. There's all kinds of just strange things in God's word. And what led me to write Angels Eternal, War of the Princes, while I was writing my previous book, Secret Societies, Blood Never Sleeps, I realized how prevalent the spiritual realm was in molding and shaping the hearts of mankind. So while I was writing that book, I said, you know, this has to be my next book. This is what I need to write about, the angelic realm and how they influence mankind. And scripture tells us they do, the princes of the powers of the air. And so that is why I decided to write this book.
Mm-hmm. Pastor Larry, you've also written on a lot of topics related to marginal mysteries, and that's something that's been an interest of yours as well. What has caused you to want to research some of these particular areas that you've written about?
One of the things that I've always been very fascinated with are the idols, I-D-O-L-S. And I've often felt, well, yeah, when you look at them, they're wood and stone, but actually, worshiping idols involves people in the worship of demons. For example, in Deuteronomy 32:17, they sacrificed unto devils, not to God, to gods whom they knew not, to new gods that came newly up, whom your fathers feared not. And then in 1 Corinthians 10:20, the Apostle Paul warns against sacrificing to devils. But I say that the things which the Gentiles sacrifice, they sacrifice to devils and not to God. And I would not that ye should have fellowship with devils. Now, as far as I'm concerned, you know, I sense something that idols were more than idols, some kind of a gateway or something of the sort. But I think one of the things that becomes very obvious is that idols themselves are more than idols. There are demon spirits. So people who worship idols are worshiping the demonic in the world of darkness. And that reminds me that I think there are a lot of idols today that we don't normally think of as idols, but people worship money, fame, education, and so on and so forth. And I've often thought that, you know, this is more than just like education. It's more than fame. It's something sinister and dark. And I think what Micah has done is to say, yes, this is exactly what has happened.
And Micah, what would you say would be those kinds of idols that we would worship? I know you break down a lot of the classifications in your book, Angels Eternal. Where would you put the idols? What are people worshiping when they bow down before an idol?
So first of all, let's bring it to our modern day, our current culture here. Mm-hmm. For those of you listening from the United States of America, I know there are folks listening all over the world. But here in America, and even other countries in the world, riches, wealth, and success has become our idol. In fact, God talks about mammon in the New Testament, not to worship mammon. Mm-hmm. So mammon is an entity of wealth and stuff. So that's very relevant to us. I think we also, here in our culture, especially in America, are entertained. And entertainment has created or caused the lack of creation of things. When God has a purpose for your life, He has things for you to do. And while entertainment in and of itself is not a bad thing, like everything, in moderation. And there's so many folks, the younger generations who love their video games and live on their video games, they are not accomplishing what God has tasked them with doing because they're spending all their time being entertained. And that has become a big thing here in the United States. Now, going back to the idols of wood and stone, we see Dagon in the temple of the Philistines who falls down before the Ark of the Covenant. Yes, a possessed statue of stone. But what I speculate in the book Angels Eternal is that there was a time when these entities were physical on the earth. This is the 400-year period between the Tower of Babel and Abraham. Scripture is silent on that 400-year period, except for in the days of Peleg, the earth was divided. I do believe in Deuteronomy 32, verse 8 and 9, this is where God divorces the nations and chooses Israel. This right after the Tower of Babel, this is the point in history where Jews and Gentiles become separate thoughts, separate entities. And so God chooses Israel, but what does He do with the other nations that He divorced, that He pushed away? Well, according to Deuteronomy 32:8, in the Greek Septuagint and the Dead Sea Scrolls, God gives them over to the angels of God, the Bnei HaElohim, the same wording used in Genesis 6. So I do believe that God handed the nations over to these fallen angels. Folks will say, well, God wouldn't hand nations over to fallen angels. That's not. Well, God also condemned man to death. God does judgments on the earth because of our actions and our free will. Not only our free will, but the angels' free will. Satan himself chose to rebel. Shemyaza, Azazel, all chose to rebel. God judges the nations. He judged the earth with a flood, but He divorces the nations. He pushes them away and gives them over to fallen angels. Where is my scriptural evidence for this? Psalm chapter 82, God is sitting among the quote-unquote gods, fallen angels, and He's telling them to treat their human subjects better, or He's going to cast them to the earth like one of the princes. Well, who are the princes? Daniel chapter 10, we have the evil spiritual prince of Persia, the evil spiritual prince of Greece. In Daniel chapter 12, Michael the archangel is mentioned as a prince of Israel. And there's plenty of other scriptural backup, which we will get into here in the program when it comes to the bulls of Bashan that were surrounding Jesus at the cross. These are real entities. Now they are spiritual. They are the princes of the powers of the air against which we war.
This is fascinating. Friends, we're talking with Micah Van Hus, the author of a brand new book available at swrc.com. It's called Angels Eternal. The subtitle, The War of the Princes. Angels Eternal, War of the Princes, available at swrc.com. Or you can give us a call. Our phone number is 1-800-652-1144. That's 1-800-652-1144. We're having a roundtable discussion with Micah Van Hus and Pastor Larry Spargimino, the host of Watchmen on the Wall. Pastor Larry, what would you like to interject at this point about what Micah has just said?
I think Micah is right on target. Because of this unseen realm, we have to be vigilant because we're aware of the greater reality just beyond what we can see. We can't see all this stuff, but it's real. And I'm thinking of Hebrews 13:2. It zeroes in on something very important. Be not forgetful to entertain strangers, for thereby some have entertained angels unaware. Now that's really significant to me. I've often felt that what's happening in our world today, wokeism and all of this absolutely insane stuff, this is not just coming from the human heart. This is coming from that outer dimension. And the outer dimension, under the earth, in the heavens, wherever it is actually influencing the way people do think. And not only that, it's hardening their heart so that they become impervious to the Holy Spirit. You can preach to them. You can pray for them. Some people I know have them in their own household. They're teenagers, their sons, their daughters, and so on and so forth. And they wonder, well, what's going on? Well, friends, what's going on is that the invisible dimension, which is very real, and I think that comes through in this book and all of Micah's writings, is very real, is having an effect on human beings today. That means we have to be prayer warriors. I mean, what do? You know, get out our guns and shoot into the sky? Well, these things are invisible. It wouldn't help anybody. And so, you know, as a pastor, I've often been aware of the fact that there are so many Christians in America that just don't understand. I mean, I'm a little bit of an alarmist. You know, because if we look at what's going on, we should be alarmed. If we see what's happening in our families and marriages are falling apart. Well, where is all of this coming from? It's coming from outside of us. It's not inside of us. We can't see it. We find it in mythology, and the scripture, as Micah has pointed out, picks up on some of this, just like his new book, Mythologies Decoded, Echoes of the Bible. It's all in the Bible, and we see both happening today, and we see a conjoining of spiritual forces to just smash us, to hammer us, to destroy us, to attack our hearts, to attack our minds and our spirits, and even to attack the Word of God. This helps me, even as a pastor. I need to preach my heart out, and some people say, well, Pastor Larry, why are you getting so excited? Well, you need to read Angels Eternal. You need to read what's out there. You're all affected by it.
Amen, Pastor Larry, and I agree with you because, you know, we do see a great spiritual warfare component. It is escalating in our day. We're seeing the increase in violence, and so there is a practical dimension to this book. Although, yes, it is a great study on angels, there's also that urgent and important side of this book because it peels back, or I should say pulls back the curtain and helps us to understand what's going on in the unseen realm, what's going on in the invisible war on the saints, as the title of Greg Patton's book is called. And we understand there is a real spiritual battle that's happening in realms that we can't see. And sometimes it does manifest itself in our reality in ways that we can see with violence. And as Jesus prophesied and predicted that as it was in the days of Noah, so shall it be at the coming of the Son of Man. And could that be some of what we're seeing with the increases in human violence and those kinds of things? Micah, could you speak to that? And I know that you deal with this in angels eternal, but just also from your breadth of knowledge that you have.
We do have these evil entities that are the princes of the powers of the air. Scripture warns us that Satan walks about as a roaring lion seeking whom he may devour, but there is hope. Revelation 11:15 says the kingdoms of this world will become the kingdoms of Jesus. Jesus Christ is the conqueror. Let's back up and talk about the curse of Babel and these angelic princes that were put over the nations by God. As with the curse of death, God promised a savior. And with the flood, God promised to save a family, Noah's family, and animals, and promised mankind with the rainbow that he would not destroy the earth. So as with the curse of Babel, when God hands the nations over to these fallen angels, he gives a promise and he says all nations back to himself. That is Psalm 82:8. Here in Revelation 11, Jesus Christ, all throughout Jesus Christ's ministry, he talks about the kingdoms of this world becoming his. In fact, it was Satan who took Jesus on top of the temple and showed him all the kingdoms of the world in a moment of time and said, these kingdoms will be yours if you but bow to me. Satan was tempting Jesus, the fulfillment of his prophecy, without the pain of the cross. But Jesus is God and he is a good God, and he knew what he had to do to sacrifice so that we could be cleansed of our sins. Let's back up a little bit to these princes of the nations and more evidence of them. At Babel, God divides the world into 70 different nations, between 70 and 72, Masoretic, Greek Septuagint, the book of Luke and the book of Genesis, so it's in there around 70. They sacrifice every day a number of bulls, and a number more the next day, and those bulls equal, total up to 70 bulls. So the Jews in the Old Testament, in Numbers 29, they're sacrificing these bulls as a symbol of the bulls of Bashan, the princes of the nations. Well, guess what? We come to the New Testament, and in 1 Corinthians 2:7, these princes of the nations, they crucified Jesus. Not only are the Jews, the Romans, Jesus' family, people standing around Jesus at the cross, but Satan and the 70-plus princes of the nations are there, just as Psalm 22 prophesied. 1 Corinthians 2:7 says, God shows you a mystery, that had the princes of this world known that crucifixion was the catalyst for salvation, they would not have crucified our Lord. Just like Satan did not know that death was the catalyst, he asked Jesus to throw himself off just to see if that was how Jesus was going to save. So Colossians 2:15 tells us that Jesus has spoiled the principalities and powers. So Jesus reversed the divorce of the nations by defeating the princes of the nations.
Amen. This is fascinating stuff. Let's stay with those princes of the nations a little bit more, Micah. And, you know, when I've talked to people who come from different countries, what we may consider to be third world nations or different continents across this world, and they talk about a very much more visible spiritual warfare that's going on. Is there, and it seems to be, you know, you quoted the verse from Daniel, the Prince of Persia, different things. There seems to be some kind of geolocation with some of these spirits, some of these entities. What is the connection there? Do they seem to have a certain realm that they oversee? Are they free to come and go? Or are they locked into this certain kingdom, this certain domain that they have to stay within?
The direct answer is I do not believe they are locked to territorial boundaries. I believe they are locked to bloodlines. So what we see when they become the gods of the nations, when we say gods, we're talking lowercase gods, but God himself calls these entities gods in scripture. So we're not being blasphemous in that way. When they become the gods of the nations, this is the time right after the Tower of Babel. Not only did God command Noah to spread throughout the earth and multiply, so the people are moving, and especially through God's actions at Babel, he causes them to scatter. So these entities, these fallen angels, become the gods of nations that are traveling everywhere after the dispersion because of all the different languages. I already did speculate a little bit earlier in this episode, but I do speculate that for a time, for a couple of hundred years, a few hundred years, these fallen angels took on human form and were physical entities on the earth for a few hundred years before their bodies died and they become the princes of the air, just as the angels in Genesis chapter 6 took on human bodies and came to the earth. I do believe that these fallen angels in their spiritual form follow the bloodlines of their original families. What do we see with the Philistines? As we mentioned earlier, Dagon was the fallen angel over the Philistines. He bowed before the Ark of the Covenant. Well, where do the Philistines live? In what is modern-day Gaza. So we are still seeing the evil actions and evil influence of Dagon in the war with Israel, between Israel and Gaza.
Mm-hmm.
So yes, these entities, I do believe, are following their peoples. They're still very active today.
Amen. Well, friends, we're talking with Micah Van Hus. He's the author of a brand new book available at swrc.com. It's called Angels Eternal. And you want to pick up your copy today. Again, visit swrc.com and order a copy of Angels Eternal. That's what we're discussing on today's program with Micah and Pastor Larry. You can also give us a call and order 1-800-652-1144. That's 1-800-652-1144. Pastor Larry, what would you like to add to what we've just been discussing?
Well, this is all fascinating to me. There is a situation where a demon-possessed boy was brought to Jesus, and you remember the disciples could not cast it out. Then there's something very interesting, Mark 9:29. Jesus said, "This kind can come forth by nothing but by prayer and fasting." What I see here is Jesus unveiling something fascinating. There are levels of resistance in the spiritual realm. We have to reckon with that fact. And in fact, I think today we were speaking about this earlier. There is different kinds, because not all spiritual battles are the same. This kind implies a category of demonic power so entrenched that not just anyone can cast it out. Prayer engages heaven. Fasting weakens the flesh and amplifies the spirit. If that is true, one of our main, what should I say, goals in the Christian life is our sanctification, purifying ourselves, purifying our hearts, making sure we fill our minds and our souls with spiritual truth, and certainly rooted in the Word of God, because the Word of God teaches us so many things. In fact, I'm learning stuff. You know, I've been a pastor for almost 50 years, and I'm seeing more dimensions here. But the fact that not just anyone can cast it out, prayer engages heaven. We need to be involved in that. So many Christians are just lackadaisical. Oh, well, I go to church on Sunday for an hour and then they leave and that's about it. This is something that we need to be engaged with every day, because those forces, we don't see them, but they make their effects known on us today, are very powerful. And just the fact that we can't see them leads people to think they're not there. Well, that's kind of like saying, well, I don't believe in germs because I can't see them. And yet you get a sore throat, you might get measles, you might get mumps or whatever. They are real by their effects, and we are seeing their effects today.
Yes.
So you see, you started to mention the different levels of power. Let's open up a topic that we're not going to be able to fully unpack today, and we will talk about it in the next episode. But Christians, a lot of Christians do not understand, and this is my belief, is that angels and demons are not the same thing. Satan is not a demon. Satan is a fallen angel. The demons are a different entity entirely. And again, we're going to get into the whole reasoning behind that tomorrow, but let's quote scripture. Acts 23:8 says that the Sadducees don't believe in the resurrection of angels or spirits, but the Pharisees confess both. So scripture, Luke is right there in Acts 23:8 telling us that angels and spirits are two separate entities. And so obviously, I believe that demons are spirits. Demons are not angels. Before we get into that for tomorrow, I want to highlight one thing before I kick it over to Josh, is that to kick off that conversation, that gets into the reverse of the curse of the watchers of Genesis 6, when we get into demons and Jesus casting out demons. So most Christians know that Jesus came to the earth to forgive us of our sins, to die so that we would not have to be subject to the curse of death that God cursed Adam with in the garden. But there are actually three primary reasons that Jesus came to the earth. To save us from death is one, of which I'm very thankful.
Mm-hmm.
But he also came to reverse the curse of Babel, which we just talked about, the princes of the nations and the curse of language. Jesus also came to reverse the curse of the watchers, who in Genesis 6 came down, took human women, and had giant offspring with them, which we call the Nephilim, the giants of old. But again, we don't have time to get into that today, So we will get into that on the next episode.
Yes, we will, dear friends. And we're going to continue this fascinating discussion. We are just scratching the surface in our roundtable discussion on the kinds of things. I mean, we could sit down and talk for hours upon hours upon hours about all the depths of these kinds of topics that we're discussing. But guess what? We've got a great resource where you can think through these things. You can read the scriptures. It's Angels Eternal, the brand new book by Micah Van Hus. It's available at swrc.com. Again, swrc.com. Or give us a call, 1-800-652-1144, 1-800-652-1144. Micah, I look forward to talking with you again tomorrow. And Pastor Larry, look forward to talking with you again tomorrow as well.
Looking forward to it myself. It'll be a great time together.
The brand new book, Angels Eternal, War of the Princes by Micah Van Hus, is now available. From Genesis to Revelation, the Bible whispers of a cosmic battle raging just beyond human sight, a spiritual war that will soon erupt into the physical realm. Angels Eternal, War of the Princes, pulls back the curtain on God's divine counsel, revealing the hierarchy of angels, archangels, seraphim, cherubim, and the mysterious Nakash, and exposing their ancient enemies, Satan, Semyaza, Azazel, and the demonic legions born from rebellion. Explore the mysteries of sacred portals, pyramids, ziggurats, and mountains that serve as gateways between heaven and the underworld. Confront the shocking possibility that so-called aliens are not visitors from distant galaxies, but beings from another dimension. Order your copy of Angels Eternal today. Visit our website, swrc.com, or call 800-652-1144. This gripping biblical investigation uncovers the presence of Jesus Christ in the Old Testament as the angel of the Lord, walking with humanity long before Bethlehem. And it all builds toward a prophetic climax, the rise of Apollyon and his demonic army from the abyss, culminating in the Battle of Armageddon. Friends, the veil is thinning. Ancient powers are awakening. The day of judgment approaches. Are you ready for the final chapter of God's plan for earth? Order Angels Eternal by Micah Van Hus today. Call 800-652-1144 or order online, swrc.com. Perfect for readers of biblical prophecy, spiritual warfare, and end times revelation. Angels Eternal, War of the Princes. This book will change the way you see the unseen. 800-652-1144. Tomorrow, our special roundtable discussion on angels and the War of the Princes continues. Watchmen on the Wall is a production of Southwest Radio Ministries and is supported by faithful friends like you. Visit swrc.com.